For timely information on health and wellness matters, join us for Healthline. Learn about the work of the Ministry of Health and get tips that can change your life and that of your family.
Before you know it, the new school year will be here, and with it comes the all too familiar morning rush. Breakfast, backpacks, lunch boxes, homework, it's a wonder you make it out the door. Taking the time to slow down and tame the tension is an essential part of a healthy school year. We tell you how to ensure that children get the right nutrients and adequate vitamins, minerals, exercise, and sleep to keep them healthy and strong. In the midst of the hustle and bustle of shopping for books, shoes, and other back-to-school items, we oftentimes forget to add healthy food products to the shopping list. This results in snacks and sodas replacing nutritious and wholesome foods. But making the time to change your child's diet to a healthier one has long-term benefits you will not regret. So this school year, try some of these low-cost snack ideas that will increase the metabolism and brain power of your little ones. Regional nutritionist in the Ministry of Health, Yvonne Davis.
Cheese and crackers are good. Peanuts are good choices. They can, for you with peanut butter sandwiches, they can make sandwiches with other things like tuna with leftover chicken. Parents can buy fruit over the weekend and, of course, make little packages of fruit and allow the children to take it with them to school.
You can also serve up some yogurt with nuts, whole grain cereals with fruit, bread and butter with raisins, chicken soup, raw vegetables with a light sprinkle of sugar, and shredded white meat and foods rich in protein and fiber. To supplement a balanced meal, parents must ensure that their children have a daily vitamin and mineral intake.
We encourage mothers to choose foods that are like fruits and to avoid the high sugar, high salt snacks, such as the cheese snacks and the chips. They are usually high in salt, and of course some of them are fried, so they have a lot of fat. The sodas and some of these sweet drinks, juice drinks, it's important that they look at the labels to see that they are juices rather than fruit drink.
Regional nutritionist in the Ministry of Health, Yvonne Davis. Engaging in physical activity is a means of burning extra calories and getting rid of stress and tension. Pair this with nutritious meals, and this can work wonders for your little ones. Here are some additional pointers that you may use to ensure your child enjoys a full and healthy school year. First up, get shots. Check with your doctor to confirm that your child is fully immunized. Get a good night's sleep. Sleep is important not only for you, but also for your school-aged children. So set a strict bedtime for members of the family and stick to it. And finally, avoid heavy backpacks. Do not overload backpacks with books or other items. Advise your children to wear their backpacks over both shoulders and keep the straps properly adjusted. This school year, don't just give your child the tools he or she needs for academic success. Ensure you give them a healthy start. Off to school we go now. That's our program. I'm Camellia Guthrie.
Testing microphone check. You see me? Yo! This is Tyrus Riley, singing, entertainer, artist, songwriter, musician. I stayed in school, and because I stayed in school, I learned how to read music, write music. You know what I mean? You need school to start before you go anywhere else. That part help you achieve your goals. Music, we say, and school, we say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.